Today on Let's Talk Reality, we're going to be talking about family. As you know, family is everything to us. Family is that person or that group of people that we know we can count on. That person that we hold to such high standards that we couldn't even dream of them doing the wrong thing as a child. But to me, family is a BS. A bull, not gonna say the S part, a load of it. You know what I mean. But family to me is honestly a way to get disappointed by people or a way to be liberated by people. We do our best to be our own person, to think outside the box, to be someone to thrive. Family inspires us to do these things. They also can tear us down from these things. As you know, family are just people. Let's be honest. Family is not perfect because people are not perfect. We think of ourselves as a strong, independent man or woman, and yet we lean so heavily on these group of people because they're supposed to be there for us. Blood is supposed to be thicker than water. But let's be honest, blood is literally made up of water. The only difference between family and friends is friends, you expect them to fail sometimes. Family, you don't expect them to fail. Because we go through our lives as children, as teenagers, and then young adults thinking that family is always going to be there for us. And as you grow up, you slowly lose faith in that ideal. You slowly think for yourself. And it scares us sometimes because what some people may see as disrespectful, you see as growing up. Becoming your own man or woman, doing your best to thrive as an independent, going off to college, graduating high school, getting your first job. Those are steps to becoming an independent young man or woman. But family is really a want. You have to think about it. That one family member that always is there for you whenever you call, or whenever you need something, be honest. Think to yourself, do I really need them? If I could, with a little trust, hard work, and confidence in myself, could I do what they do for me? Could I get my own license and buy my own car with a little hard work? Could I not call them when I need a ride, money, or help paying the next bill? Think about it. Let's get to the reality of it. That, of course, is what this show is all about. The reality of it. Why do we really need certain people to lift us up? Because we want attention? Which is true. Everybody wants attention. Everybody loves attention more than some, and some people don't seek it as much as some, but everybody wants attention, and family provides that. I challenge you to sit there and really think about that one family member that's always there when you call, and write down the pros and cons. Write down the pros and cons of the entire group, if you want to, your entire family. What they do for you and what they don't do for you. What can you do for yourself that they do and how it affects you? What cost is family? I said it right. What cost is family? What is family to you? We think as expectations to be held. At least I do. Did. I held my family at expectations that people that are always listening to me, they always take account of my feelings, which I had to learn the hard way that that's not always the truth. But as a young man, we have to think, even though we take that step to adulthood, that independence, the first job, the first time we graduate, the first time we go to college, what motivates us? Find motivation in what makes you think. And as you grow up, you start to realize family isn't all perfect. Family can let you down. Family comes in many different ways. It is our job to find which ways it comes in. Maybe it comes in that one friend that we knew for years, or that one person in our neighborhood that we chilled with when we were younger that all of a sudden you run into and sit there and really think, wow, I actually have a good friend. And then you start to wonder, why? We have to look for the why in everything. Why family? Why friends? Why are these group of people so important to me? And don't get me wrong, you're supposed to love your family unconditionally, because they are supposed to love you unconditionally. But you have to expect failures, mishaps, mistakes. Like, again, they're not perfect. We have to give ourselves a way or something to believe in motivation, a way to live, a way to think, a way that we feel as though we just have to follow this one rule. We just have to live our lives like these people in our family tell us to. Go to college, go to high school, go to work, which is all, of course, true, because let's be honest, you're still learning. We all are. No matter if you're 60 or 16, everyone is still learning. But what makes family is the person that will love you unconditionally, accept your faults, accept your problems, accept your excuses, but don't let you get away with them all the time, and accepts you for who you are. No matter if you're black, white, gay, straight, plus, etc., family is always supposed to be there for you. You are an independent. That means you're going to live your life not alone, but the way you want to live it. Family does not mean you have to listen to what these people say because they know better than you do. No. You know what's great for yourself. You know how to live your life. You know what you want to expect. So, why do we really need family? Think about it. One person influences everything. Your mom, your father, maybe even your sister or brother. They influence you, believe it or not. That one little annoying brother that bothers you and just can't, just, whew, you don't even know the half of it. Or that one little sister that you just can't stand because she's always so annoying or in your face. Because little brothers and sisters look up to their older brothers and sisters. But at some point, they're going to realize, I got to start living my life for myself. And you have to accept that. You could go about life being a mother and a father, but you have to accept that. At some point, this little person that you gave life to, or this person that you helped raise, or this person that just inspired you to push harder or thrive more, work towards something great because you have something to live for. You have to realize that they're going to grow up. They're going to think for themselves. And they're going to determine whether you are a person to hold or a person to let go. Family, in a way, is like an inheritance. You can choose whether to take it or to leave it. Family is a choice. Don't never let anyone tell you that family is always going to be there, because people are always not going to be there for you. Now, I'm not saying you go and just cut everybody off in your life, or call your auntie or uncle because you listen to a podcast telling you that family is just a disappointment. No, I'm telling you to expect mistakes. Expect that things are not always going to go your way. Expect that things will happen. Expect that life will throw rocks, toads, frogs, anything your way. Because you can't expect too much out of someone. You have to give yourself an idea that you believe in. A person, say, yourself, that you believe in. You have to believe in yourself. Family is only there to inspire you. And family is honestly going to be there to influence you, to give you life, to give you that wisdom that you need, because of course everyone has their own wisdom. And what I think people need to realize is that sometimes family won't always give you the right wisdom or the right advice. They may make mistakes. You have to learn to forgive them, which I myself am still working on. But do you really want to go through your entire life with that one family member that talks down to you, treats you like a child, treats you like you're nothing, even though they, say, changed your diapers or gave you anything you ever asked for? Nothing has ever worked that. So if you do have that one particular family member, get a list and say, right in front of that family member, and say, okay, let's write down all the things you have done for me, and we'll talk about how I'm going to pay you back. Because that is how you're going to be able to move forward. That is how you're going to be able to step into a future for yourself. That is how you're going to make that step to be able to live. We can't let the past and family members define who we are and what we're going to do in our life. Life doesn't require that we be the best, only that we try our best. The most important thing is to enjoy your life, to be happy. That's all that matters. And if you have family that really feels like they doubt you at every turn, or every time you get a success, they say, oh, it's not gonna last, or when you buy your brand new car, or new to you, and say, oh, that's gonna break down soon, that person is probably one you wanna cut out your life. Hey, let's be honest. We have that family member. Let's just think to ourselves. I know that one quote that I like to live by is, difficulty is inevitable. Drama is a choice. And that, honestly, why have a drama-filled life? Why choose that stress on yourself? I tell people every day, I don't believe in showing remorse or mercy for anybody that complains about the problems they bring upon themselves, which is something you also have to live by. Hold yourself to standards that you wouldn't even think. Just reach for the stars. Reach past the stars. Reach for Neptune, Jupiter, anywhere. Reach higher, because family is honestly something we want. And it may pain you to tell that one family member no, or pains you to cut them out of your life because of so much that they've done for you and so much that they have given you and so much wisdom and inspiration that they have put upon you. But what cost will it be to your happiness? What cost will it be to you living a long and healthy life for yourself? Family is an ideal that we can do anything if we stick together and work towards everything as a family. And for those with religious purposes, you know, a family that prays together stays together. And I come from a religious family, which at some point you have to realize is not going to be true. We're going to have to realize for ourselves that maybe that one family that prays together actually doesn't stay together, because that's just the reality of it all. We have to find in ourselves the truth, the reality of family and life itself. So I say to you, take time to really think about where you want to head. Take time to think about whether family is going to be the life of you or the death of you. We can aspire to so much greatness that we let others determine our happiness, our joy, our way to live. And it's just, honestly, who wants that? Who really wants it? And we have to learn that the past is behind us. You learn from it. The future is ahead of us. So, of course, you're going to have to prepare for it. But the present is here and now. Live in it. It's just unthinkable to put in words that we can do so much if we just put our own minds to it. Find our own inspiration. Find in ourselves, because we have the strength to do more than what family holds us to do. So I'll leave you with that. That's the reality of family. That is the reality that we are our own independent. Do yourself a favor and think about that. Do yourself a favor and reflect on what family does for you. My apologies. Or really think about what family has to offer you and what it takes from you. And if you come to the conclusion that family takes away some of your happiness, then don't. Don't allow them to. Cut them out. Because happiness is probably going to be the most valuable material that's not a material on earth. So, tune in next time for Let's Talk Reality. And hopefully, I'll give you more of an insight on what you think reality is. And I love to hear you all's opinions on what you think the next podcast should be about. And what my opinion is on your comments. So get out there and talk reality.